So the first reading today from the Book of Wisdom is often overused at like funeral masses. It usually begins at funeral mass, but the souls of the just are in the hand of God, and so forth and so forth. But they often forget what preceded against that reading. And we begin today's reading by saying that God formed man to be imperishable, the image of his own nature he made them. But by the envy of the devil that entered the world, and they who are in his possession experience it. So the Book of Wisdom is trying to teach us that the wisdom of God is different than the wisdom of this world. And the true wisdom that we have in God is to know who we are, who we belong to, and where we are going. The wisdom of God is different than what the world wants of us, because the wisdom of God sometimes leads us toward this great trial, this great hardship, when we will be tried and tested, when we will be in pains and sufferings. The wisdom of God will make us at time, just like what the first reading said, that the just man seem to be tormented and things don't go right. But ultimately, what go right is that we know who we are, who we belong to, and what is the reason that keep us moving. This is what it means to be wise when things fall apart. So many times we question God's goodness and ask, why do you permit this to happen? And we allow the vanity and the things of this world to creep in and make us doubt, and make us lose hope and make us despair. And the Book of Wisdom is telling us that God has formed us to be imperishable, so that even when we go through the trials and hardship, even when people threaten us or the things fall apart, we belong to God. We were made in his image, his own nature, and we were meant to heaven, for heaven. Therefore, even when our life on earth ends, our ultimate destiny, our final destination is heaven. This is what we're aiming for. Which leads me toward the gospel reading today, where St. Luke tells us that we need to remind ourselves who we are, our place. Oftentimes, we treat God like a butler, right? Oh, I want this, I want that to happen. But we must remember that we are his servants. We're here to serve him, not the other way around. That he's to serve us. That's where humility comes in. And humility help us to know our place, where we are. We are his instruments. We are his disciples. We are his servants. And we are called to serve. Not counting our profits, or not counting, oh, what is in it for me? What do I get out of this? But to know that he sees us, he knows us, and he wills our good. Not just the immediate, the worldly, or the materialistic goods, but the eternal goods, which is eternal life with him.